The data the IEPA is using comes from 2009. Jennifer Clark with the IEPA says the agency has collected more recent readings, but the four-year-old data is the most recent she has access to.
The way our database is set up, when we get the data, we have to go through a lot of rigmarole just to make sure that the data is okay, set it up, put it in its database.
The IEPA is recommending farmers use conservation practices to reduce the amount of runoff into the Spring Lake watershed, though the IEPA cannot force them to adopt these practices. The Macomb Water Plant says it uses a form of activated carbon, which is what the IEPA recommends to deal with atrazine. So the city says the actual levels of the chemical in the drinking water have not exceeded recommended amounts. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.